Praise God. Open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 19. Very quickly, we are dealing on the subject of judgmental fire. Judgmental what? Fire. Genesis chapter 19. Verse 1 says, and there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Verse 13. It says, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord had sent us to destroy. Hallelujah. Verse 17. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed. Verse 23. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. God bless his word in the name of Jesus. Now, when you look at the Bible story carefully, you see how God came into Sodom and Gomorrah because of the iniquities of the land and the way the land was. And he came for the destruction of the land, but he came also for the preservation of somebody. And that person was called who? Lot and his family. I'd like you to understand that Lot was not delivered because of himself. Lot was not necessarily delivered because of himself. Lot was delivered because of Abraham. In Genesis chapter 18, the previous verse, God was communing with Abraham when he had to tell Abraham that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, can I do anything except I tell my friend Abraham? So he began to talk to Abraham about Sodom. I'm going to destroy Sodom. And Abraham began to plead for Sodom because of Lot, his nephew. I'd like us to understand that there is one condition for the manifestation of God's judgmental fire and also the manifestation of his preservation power. Because every time the judgmental fire of God comes, he also comes for the preservation of somebody. Am I speaking to anybody here? But there is one condition, and that condition is covenant relationship with God. Covenant relationship with God, the relationship of Abraham with God, delivered his nephew Lot. Covenant relationship with God can provoke the manifestation of fire on the enemies and deliverance for the people of God. And so, when you are a man or you are a woman that has covenant relationship with your God, it does not only profit you, it doesn't only benefit you, it profits anybody related, anybody associated, anybody connected to you. That means that your relationship with God can save your children, can save your husband, can save your wife. Your relationship with God can save your daughter. Your relationship with God can deliver your brother, your sister, your brother's son, your sister's son. Your relationship with God can cause an intervention to happen for you. Am I communicating here today? I remember many years ago, I was preaching in Makurdi, and after I finished that preaching, I asked people to give a sacrificial giving unto God, a covenant giving of sacrifice, and people gave. One woman gave, I think it was her best wrapper, her best cloth, And when she gave the wrapper, the husband was angry. The husband doesn't go to church. He doesn't believe in God. And the husband was very angry. That how could you go and give such a thing to church? But the woman did not quarrel with him. She just kept her cool. Not long after that, the man was on in a vehicle on the bridge in Makodi, the River Benue bridge, and then the vehicle was having a very terrible accident. It was going up and down and some assaulting, and the man didn't know what to do. In the midst of the accident, the man, unbeliever, ungodly man, heard the voice of God in the midst of the accident, and he heard the voice that said, "You should have been dead now, if not for your wife." He said, "You should have been dead. Literally, he was calculated to die that day. He was calculated to expire. His time was to expire that day. But the covenant relationship of his wife preserved his life." That is why, brothers and sisters, you must not relent in the things you do. In your relationship with God, in your service of God, a day is going to come that what you did for God will speak for your son, speak for your mother, speak for your brothers, speak on the behalf of your relations and your loved ones. A day will come when God is going to see what you did and use it to save somebody. You remember the story of the woman that was bent double like this, the woman with the spirit of infirmity in the book of Luke chapter 13, and that woman, Jesus said, "Woman, thou art loosed." And everybody said, "Why should you pray for the woman on the Sabbath day? Why should you heal somebody on the Sabbath day?" And Jesus Christ said, "Every one of you, when your animal falls into the pit, you bring it out on the Sabbath day. And every one of you go to water your things on the Sabbath day. And should I not deliver this woman, daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound these 18 years?" What is Jesus Christ saying? He was saying, even if I don't have any dealing with this girl, I know his great grandfather, Abraham. He was too connected to me for me to allow his daughter to be afflicted like this. Even if I have to suspend protocol, even if I have to break some laws, even if I have to set aside some rules, I am going to do it and make sure this girl is delivered. Lift your right hand and say, "Lord, I want to be in covenant with you. Lord, I enter into covenant with you. I enter into covenant relationship with you for the deliverance of my own life and for the deliverance of my loved ones." If you believe that, say a loud amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you believe what I'm saying here today? And that covenant was what affected Lot and delivered Lot from destruction in Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, what are the marks of covenant? Let me show you that very quickly before I say the things I need to say. What does covenant mean? Covenant means a strong binding relationship. Strong binding relationship between two people. And in this case, between God and man. It's a binding relationship. It's an unchangeable relationship. It's a non-revocable relationship. It's not a relationship like marriage, for better, for worse, like marriage until death do them part, you know. It's like that. Covenant is a binding relationship between God and man. And what are the characteristics of covenant with God? When you have covenant with God, what are the characteristics of covenant with God? Somebody ready to listen to that? Number one characteristic of covenant with God, there is total submission and absolute obedience to the will of God. Total submission, absolute obedience. Anybody arguing with the word of God is not in covenant relationship with God. Covenant means obedience without question. Obeying God without question. Doing the will of God without argument. God told Abraham, "Come out of your father's land." And Abraham said, "Yes, sir." That is what covenant means. That is a kind of covenant that delivers you from the hands of your enemies. That is a kind of covenant that provokes fire, judgmental fire when necessary. Covenant, obedience to God. When was the last time you obeyed God? When was the last time you did what God wanted you to do? For so many people, disobedience is the reason why the devil is reigning and ruling in their lives. Disobedience to God will open open the door for the enemy to attack you. A life of sin, a life of compromise, a life of non-surrender to God will open the door for the enemy to attack your life. That is the first mark of the covenant. Covenant with God means total submission, absolute obedience to God. Number two, covenant with God means being a visible representative of God in your generation. When a person is in covenant with God, he is a visible representative of God in his generation. What that means is people know you with God. Your identity is not hidden. In the place where you walk, they know you and God. In your family, they know you and God. In the place where you live, they know about you and God. You are not hidden. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you are not hidden. Like Daniel, you are not hidden. Everybody knows that you are a child of God. Everybody knows that you are born again. Everybody knows you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Everybody knows that this daughter, this woman, this man belongs to God. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say a louder amen? Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. There are some people that hide their identity. They don't want people to know they go to church. They don't want people to know they are born again in case people will mock them. They don't want people to know that they are children of God. That is a waste of time and a waste of exercise. When a person is like that, is coming to church for nothing. Because until you identify with God, God does not identify with you. He said, anyone that is ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of him. But anyone that confesses me before men, I will confess him before my Father which is in heaven. Can somebody say a loud amen? Amen. Can somebody say a loud amen? Amen. That young man just told us now, in the place where he works, everybody knows who he is. His manager is begging him now to give him CDs and VCDs and materials from the church. He was reading his Bible. Everybody knew. There are those who come to church and hide their Bible in their pocket. There are those who move out and they hide their identity. But a real person that is in covenant relationship with God is not ashamed to stand by God. Is not ashamed to stand for God. He is not ashamed to speak for God. Is somebody hearing me here? He is not ashamed. And then when you stand for God, God stands with you. When you speak for God, God confirms your word. If you believe that, say it loud, amen. They call the covenant. When a person is in covenant relationship with God, in such a person's life, God has the final say. Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. When you are in covenant relationship with God, God has the final say over your life. Not a man, not a boyfriend, not a girlfriend, not a husband, not a wife, not a boss in the office. God has the final say. God is more important to you than any human being. God, nobody can take the place of God in your life. Nobody can take the place of God in your life. There are some people, human beings, are their God. Their hope is in one senator. Their hope is in one governor. Their confidence is in one uncle somewhere. But when you are in covenant relationship with God, God has the final say in your life. Number four, when you are in covenant relationship with God, nothing is too much to give to God. God told Abraham, come out and I will show you a land. And he said, yes, sir. God told Abraham, give me your son, your only son, Isaac. He said, yes, sir. When you are in covenant relationship with God, there is nothing too big for you to give to God. There is nothing too much to release to God. There is nothing. When somebody is struggling to give tithes, to pay tithes and give offerings, such a person has no relationship with God, I'm telling you. When somebody is struggling to sacrifice to God, the relationship of that person is questionable. If you really love God, it will show in your giving. It will show in your releases. And let me tell you the truth today. How a person spends their money is how you know who they are. How a a person spends his money, the character of everybody can be identified by the way and manner they spend their money. A womanizer will spend his money on prostitutes. A drunkard will spend his money on alcohol. A materialistic person will spend his money on fashion. You understand what I'm talking about? An occultic person will spend any amount to acquire power. A person that loves God will spend any amount on God because he loves God. How a person spends their money shows you the character of such people. Are we together here today? And so I believe today that the covenant relationship you are having with God today is going to take you to a place where God will fight on your behalf. If you believe, say a loud amen. If you believe, shout a loud amen. So Abraham had a covenant relationship with God. And by that covenant relationship he had with God, God stepped into Sodom. He stepped there by fire. Fire of judgment. And as that judgment was coming, it was also the preservation of Lot. Hear me today. Fire is one of the key instruments of judgment in the hands of God. When God was judging Sodom, it was fire that came down. When God was judging Egypt in the days of Pharaoh, one of the days it was hail and fire that fell in that place. When Elijah was going to judge some people that came to arrest him, it was fire that fell. When a serpent came to kill Paul and terminate his life on time, he flung it into the fire. When God wants to destroy this earth at the end of this age, fire is what God is using. Sister, open your eyes so that the devil does not oppress you, okay? And as many of you as are dozing, see, let me tell you today, every time you can come to church and sleep, it means your oppression is very high. Very high oppression. It's a high level of satanic oppression to sleep in church. There are some pastors who sleep in church also. That is a satanic affliction. It's one of the highest levels, because any devil that can prevent you from hearing the word has prevented you from being delivered. Because he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their oppressions. Psalm 107 verse 20. God sent his word to heal and to deliver. The word that is healing you, the devil is making you to sleep on it. That is why it is the highest level of oppression. It's worse than insanity. Sleep is worse than, because if the madman can hear, he can be delivered. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So if you like, continue dozing. Put a mat on the ground and sleep. Or arrange chairs so you can sleep. There are those who are experts. Now the time I stand and preach and I cite some people. Every time, or just give them a seat. Until the message is over, say amen, amen. You know, one pastor stood in the church one day, and somebody was sleeping and sleeping and sleeping. He didn't know what to do. So he said, if you want to go to heaven, say a loud amen. So everybody shouted amen. And the man that was sleeping woke up. He didn't know why people were shouting. So he slept back. Then the man shouted, if you want to go to hell, shout the loudest hallelujah. Everybody kept quiet. Only him jumped up and shouted hallelujah, because the last time people shouted, he didn't join. So now he wanted to join. And then he stood up and he was confused, wondering what is happening. Why am I the only one standing? You hear what I'm saying here? I hate it with a passion. I will not go to church and go and I better stay at home. And a woman testified here last week. How many of you heard her? That when she comes to church, anybody she sits near, the person must sleep. She was a demonic agent. And her assignment is to go to church and make people sleep. I am
too strong for any devil to make me sleep in church. Even if Lucifer sits beside me, he is the one to sleep.
He is the one to, he will snore there.
There are some fires you cannot play near.
Ushers, I like you to identify professional sleepers. So that every time, just identify for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 services, just identify those who sleep very well. Every time you have identified them very well, give them the back row. The back row, so they can sleep very well. But those who stay in front, your eyes must be open. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say louder, amen.
Amen.
Somebody say the louder, say amen.
Amen.
One of the reasons why God gave us the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire is not just empowerment, but enfirement for judgment. The baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire came upon the church so that we can put the devil where he belongs. That is why if you are not yet filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, today must be your day. Today must be your day. Somebody shout, today is my day. Today is my day. The reason why we are baptized with the Holy Ghost with fire is to bring every demon under judgment, every spirit under judgment, every principality under judgment, every agent of darkness under judgment. And as I speak today, every demon, every slumbering spirit, every sleeping demon, every demon of frustration, every demon of homosexuality and lesbianism, every demon of adultery, every demon from the waters, they shall come under fire here today. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout fire. Are you hearing me here today? Every power of darkness, every power from the pit of hell that is after your life, after your destiny, today they shall catch fire. I told you that God was not only judging Sodom, but judging the devils in Sodom. The devils responsible for those things. And hear me today. The judgmental fire of God, the kind that came upon Sodom, is going to come upon every satanic kingdom where your destiny has been arrested. It's coming upon them right now. If you believe that, say the loudest amen. Hallelujah. 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 Why did the fire of God come upon Sodom and Gomorrah? 5 reasons, and I am through this morning. And that those are the reasons why the fire is going to fall. The number one reason why the fire came upon Sodom was because they were operating contrary to divine order. There was an operation. Sodom and Gomorrah were operating contrary to divine order, divine pattern. The pattern is man should marry woman, and then they should marry each other and give birth to children. But in Sodom and Gomorrah, man was sleeping with man, woman was sleeping with woman. Sodom was the foundation of homosexuality, the foundation of lesbianism. Even the angels that came to the house of Lot, Sodom, I say, they wanted to have immoral affair with those angels. And God said, give me space, let me wipe out these people. That was contrary to divine order. God did not plan for man to be with man and woman to be with woman. That is why those who are legislating laws around the world, they don't know what they are doing. They are under satanic influence. Hear me today. And when your life is not operating according to divine order, judgmental fire is needed. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? I heard the story of a young man, and the young man, he was 38 years, but when he was born, the mother trusted God for the fruit of the womb. All of a sudden, the God gave her a child, and then this child, as the child was
was giving birth to convulsion. Before you know it, he became an epileptic. From epilepsy, mental retardation. And this guy was 38 years old and doing nothing. Now God showed the mother that he will be a big man. He will be a rich man. He will be a rich person. He will be highly influential. In revelation, in vision, before he was born, this child shall impact his generation. He shall be this, he shall be that. And that was the same child at the age of 38. He has not even gone to school. What happened? There was a distortion of the master plan. There was a disorder. The divine plan and agenda for that life was distorted by a demon or by witches or by wizards. Some of you, as you are here seated, God has a divine plan for you, a divine agenda. He said, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. There is a plan for your marriage, a good plan for your financial prosperity. God has a very organized plan for your marital destiny, but Satan distorted it. There is a disorganization, either by witches or wizards, or by what call themselves spirit husbands or spirit wives, or by familiar spirits, ancestral spirits, or witchcraft spirits. But hear me today, the fire is going to come down today. In the name that is above every name, every demonic spirit and every agent that is working against the order, the design, the agenda of God for your life, today the fire shall visit them. If it is a witch, if it is a wizard, if it is an occultic kingdom, if it is the marines in the water spirit realm, any realm from where your destiny has been disorganized, from where the plan of God for your life has been distorted, from where the order of God has been abused, today by the anointing of the Holy Spirit at work in my life, they shall encounter judgmental fire. They shall encounter judgmental fire. Somebody shout fire! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That you are meant to be a big man and now you are a beggar. Somebody distorted the plan. You were meant to have married 7 years ago and now you are still looking for who to marry. Somebody distorted the plan. You are meant to have 5 children now and now you are still looking for 1 child. Somebody distorted the plan. God organized your life well. He planned for it very well. But there is a distortion of the plan. There is a derangement of order. There is a disorganization of that order. And some people are responsible for it. Some witches are responsible for it. Some demons are responsible for it. And God is envy, is jealous for his plan. God is always jealous for his own plan. He knows what he plans. And if he has made a plan and somebody is against that plan, he can roast that person alive. Are you hearing what I am saying? There is a plan of God for your life. There is an order of God for your life. And there is somebody against that plan. Today, they shall be roasted. They shall be visited by fire. They shall be visited by fire. If you believe that, shout fire. Give me more feedback, please. Take your seat. Hear me, brothers and sisters. There is a perfect plan. God doesn't do imperfect work. The construction you are seeing in your life today is not in accordance with the original design. Somebody is building another design. Your life's building, your destiny's construction has been following another design. The design of a witch or a wizard. The design of an ancestral curse or a generational curse. God does not plan that as at now you should be a beggar. As at now you should be looking for where to sleep. As at now you should be crying for a child. As at now you should be looking for who to marry. It is not part of the plan. There is a distortion in the plan. There is a distortion in the program. But my God is about to fight not just for you but for his plan. You don't understand what I'm talking about. God is about to fight for his plan in your life. He's about to fight for his agenda in your life. He's about to fight for his own design. And he shall fight it with fire. He shall fight it with fire. He shall fight it with fire. Somebody shout it loud and say amen. Look at somebody by yourself. I said, God is about to fight for his plan. It's not just going to fight for you. Say, it's not just fighting for you. He is defending his plan. His plan for your life. His design for your life. His program for your life. Is what he wants to fight for. You are God's child. You are God's property. When somebody hits your car, it is not your car that replies the person. When somebody hits your car, is it the car that replies the person? You are the one who replies the person. When somebody knocks your son, it's not your son that will fight for himself. You are the one who rises and said, I deal with you now. When the devil and the witches and the wizards conspire against your God's plan for your life, it is not only you they are fighting. They are fighting the one who made the plan. They are fighting the one who designed your design. They are fighting the one who organized your destiny. And today, Baba will step into the fight. And he's going to fight them with fire. He's going to fight them with fire. He's going to fight them with fire. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. The second thing that was wrong with Sodom, Sodom was insubordinate to higher authority. Insubordination to higher authority. Sodom was in rebellion. Rebellion against the word of God, against the will of God. Sodom was insubordinated to the authority of God. Sodom was an authority to themselves. Are you hearing me at all? What does that mean to you? It means anything in your life, in my life, that does not respond to the authority of God is a candidate for fire. Anything. If it is HIV AIDS, and the Bible says by his stripes you are healed, and HIV say no, I refuse, then HIV is about to be roasted by fire. If it is barrenness and God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, have dominion. Are you hearing me? And God said, there shall be neither male nor female, barren among you nor among your tribes. And God said, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. The number of your days he will fulfill, and none shall be barren among you. And the spirit of barrenness say, I refuse. And marine spirit, water spirit say, I refuse. And spirit husband say, I refuse. And ancestral curses say, I refuse. And witches and wizards say, even though God said it, yet I refuse for you to give birth to a child. Then that witch is ready to be roasted. Then that force, that satanic entity is ready for the fire. Hear me today. I prophesy to as many believers as I hear seated, hearing the sound of my voice, as many people as believe in this prophet of God, everything in your life that is questioning the word of God, everything in your life that is questioning the authority of the word of God, everything in your life that is questioning the truth of God's word, today they shall be destroyed with fire. They shall be destroyed with fire. They shall be destroyed with fire. Somebody shout it, yes! Did you hear what I said? If there is anything the word of God has said about you, and there is something else saying the opposite, he giveth his beloved sleep, and there is a spirit of nightmare that say you shouldn't sleep at night, then And every devil that is associated with that rebellion, they are set for the fire right now. They are set for the fire right now. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If God said that you and your household shall be saved, and there is a rebellious child of yours and a rebellious husband that is trying to question that word of God, every devil responsible for that rebellion, every demon, every witch and every wizard that say your husband should not hear you, that say your child should not hear your voice, they are now ready for judgmental fire. Ready for judgmental fire. Somebody shout yes. Somebody shout yes. Somebody shout yes, yes, yes. Take your seat. As the final say, Jehovah. Magalaga, yagalaga, 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 yagalaga. Every tree my Father in heaven has not planted shall be uprooted, and they shall be sentenced to the fire. Now, 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 now. I see something moving inside somebody like a lizard. I believe it's a lizard in the spirit realm. Right now, it is coming out by fire. It is being roasted by fire. Under fire pressure. Fire pressure. Somebody shout fire. 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 Number three. God said, I have to go and destroy Sodom now, because they cry of the land has come to me. Hello? The demons of sodomy, the demons of lesbianism, man with man, woman with woman, woman with animal, man with animal. The trees of the field began to shout, and God heard it. Say, oh God, how long will you leave this land alone? This is not natural. This is not what you created us to experience. The dogs were shouting. The goats were shouting. The sun, the moon, the stars were crying. Rivers were crying. And God said, their cry has come in my... Their cry is too loud. Let me wipe out the demons and their agents. Anything that makes you cry continuously is a victim, a candidate for fire. Do you understand what I'm talking about? God has destined you not to be a baggage of affliction. There are some of us that don't cry, but you don't cry only because you have grit your teeth and you say, I'm not going to cry. I won't cry for the devil. Only the devil will cry. I'm not crying. But in your heart, there is that bitterness. There is that burden. There is that weight. And the enemy wants you to sweat and cry all the time. Wherever that conspiracy to make you to cry and sweat, wherever that conspiracy is, today they will experience a visitation of fire. A visitation of fire. A visitation of fire. A visitation of fire. Somebody shout fire. Everywhere they have conspired to put you under perpetual pressure, put your family under pressure to ensure you are not at rest, to ensure that you don't sleep. Today, I decree a visitation of fire. Fire, 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 fire. Look at your neighbor, say, I shall not cry again. Say to your neighbor, say, those who made me cry, it is their turn to cry. And from today, they shall cry. testimony of that woman in that compound. Children who fall sick and die. Fall sick and die. And then it was her turn, and the Lord said, no. Oh Lord God of my pastor, I call upon you. This child can't die. I refuse. I reject. I refuse. And she cried and called on God. And God showed up. And it was the turn of the landlord who has been killing the children of his tenants. It was his turn to cry. If the death of Pekin is a good thing, experience it. Alright? If burying little children is alright, Oga, you that have made others to bury their own, it's your turn to bury your own. So you can know how it feels. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? God said, everything is crying out to me. I have to deal with the source of their cry. Anything that is the source of your crying, that is the source of your tears, your bitter heart, every demon, every man, every agent, now they shall encounter fire. They shall be visited with fire. Somebody shout fire. 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 Why did God visit Sodom with judgment? The fourth reason was because the potential of Lot, the potential and the destiny of Lot was being resisted. Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 7, it says righteous Lot was vexed with their unlawful deeds. He was vexed. Vexed. That word vex also means to labor down. It means to wear out, to resist. There are some of us, every effort you put forth is being resisted. Nothing you try that works. Potential resisted, destiny resisted. Anybody and anything that resists your life and your destiny, it is time for them to experience fire judgment. Every spirit, every system, it is time for them to experience fire judgment. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Finally, Sodom was destroyed because of wickedness. Wickedness. Lot told them when they were trying to force their way to have the carnal knowledge of the angels. Lot told them, do not so wickedly. Don't behave wickedly like this. Somebody say wickedness. You know, everybody who behaves like he does not have a human heart is a candidate for fire. Every spirit, every demon, wickedness. There are some of them, the fire may not kill them. The fire torments them into surrender or expiration. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It's a candidate for the fire. Some people, you are selling in your shop. Another person opens another shop beside you. All of a sudden, your own dries up. Everything is booming here. Everything is drying here. There is a diversion that happened in the realm of the spirit. And he's just asking you, how market now? Just asking, and he knows what he has done. I'm sure market is okay. Those are satanic agents. Today, every wicked, heartless entity, whether it's a demon or a personality, they will encounter fire. Judgmental fire. Somebody stand on your feet and scream fire. Scream it louder. Scream it louder. Scream it louder. Lift your right and say, oh God, the consuming fire, show yourself in my life, in my family. Show yourself. Now open your mouth and begin to appreciate God. Thank him. Thank him. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Worship him. We give you praise. We give you the honor. Mana ya bala mana maya mama.
Sina mana ya 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 bali ya ya mama mama baru. Sina liba barana mina mama mana gagalondo.
In Jesus' name.
I'd like to clear every hindrance from the road. Now I'd like you to ask God for forgiveness. Any area you have offended God. Anything the devil can use to resist your prayer. Because in Zechariah chapter 3, a high priest was preaching, praying, a high priest was ministering, and Satan stood by his right hand to resist him. Joshua the high priest. The Bible says he was wearing filthy garments. You are going to lift up your voice and ask the Lord to forgive and pardon you in any area of your life where you have offended God unknowingly. And anything the enemy could be using to resist your life, ask for forgiveness. Open your mouth and pray.
Yeah.